for the Ron Pasta is very...
Wednesday night. Mission Brewer.
Mission Brewer, Kuflam, and hey, we're in the middle of Sifhei, so I've gotten you Ches in the Mission Brewer. You know, sometimes you have to ask questions that's not so comfortable, and sometimes you have to make halachic judgments because they fool around. Okay, so it's not so... Stories abound about people that found out, you know, in the circles of what they did, people that found out they're not, you know, are they kosher karnim or not. Okay, now we go back, so I'm talking the kol that have the minhag, so we're talking about him not calling up the kohen because he's in the middle of, he's not fasting, or because he's not, he's holding on because kriya shema. Kol sheyonoigin mikedem, there was an old minhag in the tzibur, that they wouldn't, Shabbos Brachos, they would sell the aliyahs and they wouldn't give it to a kohen. They would sell all the aliyahs. Shabbos Brachos, so Ya'echad me'akol misnadeh mos l'tzorech beis ha'knesses, that he should read Brachos, he should start off the Torah. That was a thing, it was a minig in many, many kehillahs. Ba'akoyen enerosa limchol. L'maisa enerosa limchol, and we just learned the Gemara that there was a takana that he shouldn't be mochel, that he can't be mochel. Ein choshen ledvarav. This is an old established din. It's in Hilchos. It's not Hilchos Simchas Torah, but it's over there also. That the kol kadud minogam. It's an early minig that was niskan the kavod haTorah, and I might add for tzarchei beis haKnesses. And originally they instituted it as the bylaws, and the kohanim were mochel or were told to be mochel. And you're allowed to do such a thing. Again, the technicality of it, it's not like, yeah, you know, money talks. The technicality of it that is that a kohen could be meichel. So when they originally established the bylaws, so they, you know, you pass a, you make a minhag, this is our minhag, and if you want to belong to our shul, that's what you're saying, that any kohen that comes to belong and be a member of our shul is mochel, meikara, this aliyah. So technically, you work it out. It's not like you're ignoring the halacha. Bayim b'knesses hagdolu prichodesh yaskimu shafilu ene roitzolos is ubeis haknesses. This particular kohen, you know, there's always that guy, you know, and you just know who it is, right? And he says, I'm not moichel. And he doesn't want to leave the shul. So you ignore him, because that's the minute, because they were moichel like, they were moichel originally. Bayinu dafka benidin kazesh shayu minah kodem umuskum lakol. So it was done then, Bershus HaKoyhanim. That was the minig, that when they're giving cover to the Torah and the shul's making a lot of money, so they do this. Mashenkin Be'ir, but if a city wants to make a minig to sell always, to always sell the aliyahs and ignore the Kohanim.
Always.
Not else cover the Torah. No. They want to always sell the aliyahs. They want to make money. So that's improper. That's improper. No, this was done off Kavod HaTorah had that. Now, sometimes, you know, there's a story brought down. I mean, a lot of times, in many minyanim, there's like one kohen. And every Monday and Thursday, he's getting an aliyah. And the people in the shul they get annoyed after a few months. After a year, they get annoyed. They want to... Mazel tov. They get annoyed, and they want him to leave the shul. They want him to walk out by Kriyas HaTorah, so that they can, you know, leave us. This is quite common, and we're learning now that it's improper. It's improper to do. There's a story with the Chazon Ish, where he also expressed that it's improper to do. Torah wants to be Mechabed Kohanim, so too bad. You have a small minion, so he'll get every time in Aliyah. Too bad. That's all. It's improper. So I remember when I was a kid. I was once in Bialystok, a shul on the Lower East Side. So the guy was going out. They took out the Torah, and they said, "Is there a kohen here? Kohen." So apparently, he says, "Yeah, I'm a kohen." They're all like, "Do you mind stepping out of the shul? We have an aliyah to give to someone." But that's improper. Even though it can get... Sometimes you feel like you want to do it already because you want to give someone else a chance. It could happen in yeshiva. I think I was in remember, I was in Philadelphia. I don't remember. Shabbat sometimes it works out. There's only one kayan there. It keeps getting an aliyah. And then the Levies are locked into the aliyahs also. Okay.
Sometimes the Shabbat, you're allowed to? Meaning you have two
Yehudim. You're allowed to. You're always allowed to if the kohen will step out. You're never allowed to ignore the kohen. You could ask him to step out and not be in shul. So even to do that as a dover kavua, I can only use the word improper. I mean, you could use not allowed in the sense of you have a chiyuv v'kidashto. That's why you give me on the first aliyah. And if you tell him, oh, can you please leave the shul, it's not exactly the kidashto.
Telling him to walk out when the Aron Kodesh, the fifth course, open. Is not the Torah already for? Shouldn't walk out
for a Well, you're telling him to leave when before they take the Torah out of the Oro. That's what you would tell him. You could listen from the hall. It's improper to tell him to walk out. I don't want to use the word also.
So it's improper even if you have...
That I'm not saying. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about as a steady thing. If you have a situation where you're stuck and it'll avoid machlaikas, then... If it'll avoid machlaikas, that should be your rule of thumb. If it's just a question, a guy has yahrzeit for his wife's grandmother-in-law, and he promised her he would get an aliyah, so that's not a good reason, unless it'll steer shalom bayis. But if it'll make a machlaikas for the shul, so then you do it, but not on a steady basis. On a steady basis, it's improper. I'm saying maybe it is more than improper. Maybe if you're violating the kiddush, though, then it's more than improper. It's just like also you're violating the mitzvah saseh of the kiddushto. But again, on an ad hoc basis, I would use that as the rule of thumb. I wouldn't do it on an ad hoc basis unless there would be a machlokes without it. But stam on an ad hoc basis, what's wrong? So you give one guy hagba, hagba gleila. Okay, I don't know, but you have to judge each case when it comes up. I'll tell you, when I started my Vesikim in Yenamansi, so for the first, probably for the first five, maybe even ten, for the longest time I was in charge of the Aliyahs. I wanted to be the Rav of the Minyan. The Rav is usually not in charge of the Aliyahs. The Gabon were in charge of the Aliyahs. But I wanted to make sure. I don't know. I was very... Because a lot of different people were dominating there. I wanted to... So I was in charge of everything. I was a janitor also. I was the Ari Stern of the Minyan. Okay. Suvov. I served my time already. I'm already in my retirement years. I served my time. When the Minyan first started, we were in a kindergarten, and they let us use it for free because we had no money. They let us stop in there for free every day. So every day there were folding tables. We had to take out the tables, unfold them, put out the chairs. I would come with my kids before davening and do it, and then after davening, we'd fold it up and put it aside.
Once the kids were sick for the weekend?
Yeah, yeah. I tried. For many years, I was mocked at this, because I a father should daven with his kids. So for many years, I was mocked at it. Then I got lax with it, or they got lazy, I don't know which. But in the beginning, I felt it's not right to daven with seeking if you're not going to daven with your children. So for many years, I kept that up. But and then they enjoyed it. It became like the lifestyle was: you wake up early, you go to shul, you come home, you make kiddush, you go to sleep. That was the lifestyle. In nichnas hakayin lebeis haknesses, achas shehischil. There's no noise in the morning. It's very quiet. You can talk to your kid. Like it's good. In nichnas hakayin lebeis, and also the sikim in yanim, except in Ramat Beit Shemesh. They daven fast. So my kids liked it. I don't know, for some reason, it's like it's always a no-nonsense minyan. I'm not sure why. It's a good subject for a sociological study. In Nichlas HaKoyin LeBeis HaKnesses, Acha Shehizchel HaYisrael LeBarach Pichas HaTorah, this happens. This mamish happens, right? The Koyin pops in. and Yisrael was called up, Pimkan Koyen. So once he started the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, once he said Hashem's name, he does not conclude Lamdeni Chukecha. You don't use that Eitzah, but once he said Baruch Atah Hashem, it's considered he started the bracha, and Eino Posik, he keeps going. Avo Baruchu, but just to say Baruchu, Lo Havi Haskola, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the Kohen will say Baruchu again. In other words, so you'll have a Baruchu as Hashem HaMavorech, Baruch Hashem HaMavorech Le'olam Ed. Then the Kohen strolls in, and they say, ah, the Kohen's here. And you give him the Aliyah, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins, he says, Shailon, the Achronim, but he starts from Baruchu again. But again, so Baruchu as Hashem, even though Hashem's name was said, that's Nishkeferlich, because it's an Inyan in itself. Baruch Hu is Hashem HaMavorach, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach, Le'olam Ve'ed. But once he started Baruch Atah Hashem, he started already, and that's it. Now, if the Kohen came in on time and got the Aliyah, because the Yisrael did not say the Bracha yet, did not say Hashem's name in the Bracha yet, the Omid HaYisrael Bateva, he stays there, because it's embarrassing, like you're sending him away. So you give him the Aliyah, you'll give him Shlishi. Actually, Ashlimu Koyan Velevi, Ba'oz Yikra, and he gets the third Aliyah. Because you don't want to embarrass him, it's like you sent him away. And then claim it, okay.
Do you call him up again?
It really doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But Yisrael, there's no Chashash, Adiyeh, Adinein, it doesn't matter. Pastors, you would, because you have to call him up. Mishnah Berurah says, and Sifkot, we'll stop here and we'll learn Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot, you test, Hainu Shama Berchato Hashem. That's called starting. Ain't a posik, they shall tear Berchos Levatola. But oh, it's not considered a pagam to the Kayim because they see the Yisrael started already. Oshemesh Gogahu, people will say a mistake was made. They didn't realize the Kayim was there. Well, Mistavra, the Ole Yisrael, the Minyan Shiva. This is a din in the Achronim. We're reading the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe it looks a little strange to us, but he's coming from a Machlokas Achronim, and this is his Achroah. That even though the Yisrael got the Aliyah improperly, so to speak, the Kohen showed up, and it was like a mistake almost, but he counts in the seven people that you call up to the Torah. And the Kohen does not get the next Aliyah. It's not like, okay, the Kohen's here now, so the Yisrael, we couldn't stop, because he was making a bracha already, and we don't want it to be a bracha levatola. But now the Kohen gets the next Aliyah. We do not say that. And even if indeed the Kohen was a Beis HaKnesses, and they taka didn't notice him, the Taka didn't notice him. We just had a story this past Shabbos when they didn't notice someone was in the shul. It wasn't the Kohen, but they didn't know. They wanted to give someone an Aliyah, and nobody noticed he was there. They didn't notice him. He wasn't in his seat. So if the Kohen is there, and they called the Yisrael up in Makomo, and they didn't notice he wasn't there, so that's Mamash Atos, so to speak. It doesn't matter. It's Olo Leminyan Shiva, and you don't give the Kohen the second Aliyah because you called up a Yisrael already. So it's just too late. Lohavi Haskola by Baruchu, because he said Baruchu is Hashem HaMavorach, and they said Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Ve'ed. So that's very nice. Okay,
we'll stop. Why is it that Baruchu do we still call up the Kohen?
Because it's not called, he started the Bracha. It is not resulting in a Bracha of Atala. The reason we don't give the Kohen the Aliyah when the Yisrael started the Bracha is because we're not going to do the Kiddushto at the expense of the Bracha of Atala. So Baruch Hashem Baruch is not a Bracha of Atala.
So the second reason he gives there is the Gan of the Kohen.
And it won't cause them, though. The reason is because it won't cause the Bracha of Atala.
Even though after Baruch it probably won't cause a Gan of the Kohen.
Yeah, right. But it's not a Bracha of Atala. Thank you. Oh. Okay, so we're on page Yud. I want to say something. I want to talk. Okay. Nothing can't.